Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We'll get into all the great college stuff from the weekend coming up in the next segment, including a guy that helped Dak along the way is really getting his shine on the college scene. But joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline, you hear him on radio.com sports. He's the radio.com sports NFL insider. It's Brian Baldinger. He's also the host of Prevent Defense, a great NFL podcast app now on radio.com and the radio.com app. And it's always great to have him on. Whenever we do have him on, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. How are we doing this week, Brian?
Ben Skin, I'm doing really well. I mean, it's, you know, we're still kind of breaking down things that happened on Sunday. So I'm still kind of getting caught up, but it's been good, man. It was a good week.
It was a good week, and I want to ask you this question specifically in regards to the Cowboys, because you know, we have Steven and Jerry on the show and on the station, and they talk about certain things. Garrett talks about certain things, but when you're breaking down a game, how much does the turnovers, and especially early turnovers, impact how you view scheme and sort of those things and the approach to rolling out the offense? Because the last 2 weeks, from the Cowboys' angle, they're talking a lot about early turnovers changing things. Does that impact how you kind of analyze what their approach is and how they do it throughout the course of the game?
I don't know. I mean, they're down 14-0, but I mean, that's, you know, the firepower that they have. I mean, that shouldn't really change things. I mean, Zeke had a good first half, and, you know, Amari, but I mean, obviously, you know, if you want to call it a drop by Amari, I mean, I saw it go through his hands, and Jair picks it off. I mean, he takes it 37 yards the other way. I mean, it sets the Packers up. I thought the Cowboys, you know, did a lot of good things in the game. You know, they obviously tackled poorly, and they couldn't tackle Aaron Jones, and he was the difference. I mean, Aaron Rodgers wasn't good, and the red zone offense isn't good. But, you know, when you can run the ball inside the red zone four times like that, 18 yards, 4-2, and you can run it, you know, I mean, that's the best way possible, because if you try to make Aaron Rodgers throw it right now in the red zone, he's just holding the ball and waiting to see if somebody pops open. It's not much of an offense when I watch it.
All right, so when you see the Cowboys' struggles in you know, not you mentioned that how poorly they are tackling right now, or how they've been failing in that regard. When you watch the film, why are people running all over them? I mean, it goes back to the Rams game in the playoffs, but what is happening that you're seeing on film was as to why they're giving up so much yards on the run?
Well, they're leaving their feet. I mean, they're leaving their feet. They're not bringing their feet with them. They're just diving and grabbing. I mean, it's just lazy football. I mean, Leighton knows it. I mean, he was horrible. I love Leighton Van Der Esch. It's not a personal thing. I mean, I love that kid. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers made him look like he was just stiffer than a board. And, you know, I mean, they're not taking the right angles. They're not running through the ball carrier. I mean, that shouldn't happen. I mean, the first touchdown by formation, Cowboys are in man covers. They run a wide bunch, take three guys and the safety out. So now you just, you're running through half a defense right there. That's a good scheme. Other people do that. It's not unusual. But, you know, the guys in the middle got to make that play. And so your safety can't overrun that play. I mean, he's the safety for a reason. You know, I mean, you're the last line of defense. When your safety misses tackles like the way they did, it leads to big plays. And so, I mean, you could break all those runs down that Aaron Jones had, or even the pass catches. And you can, like, literally, and I'm sure that Rod's doing the same thing and Chris are doing the same thing. I mean, you could cut a lot of that yardage in half if you take the right angles and you bring your feet with you.
Okay, so I kind of want to get into a bigger philosophical thing, and it may be too simplistic, Brian, but with the way Marinelli's defensive front is, it's guys get up the field as quick as they can. And so does that put your linebackers in a position where they have to be the ones to stop the run?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the job of the defensive line is to go break a bunch of stuff. And the linebacker's job is to go clean it up. So, I mean, they played three linebackers out there. They played Sean Lee. It's the first time they really played all three guys that for that length of time, that number of plays, and none of them were good, including Jalen. They paid Jalen a lot of money to make a lot of those plays. They've got good speed. But, yeah, I mean, their job is to go make those tackles. They should lead this team in tackles. That's the way it's built.
Do you believe that Marinelli's scheme is just really susceptible to getting killed on the run?
No. I mean, they should be making Aaron Jones, like, dance in the backfield if they're playing it right. And, you know, the defensive line, they should get penetration and make him get off course. I don't believe that should be a problem. I mean, Aaron Jones had a career day. I mean, he's the fastest player on the field, but I'm not taking anything away from Aaron Jones, but he should never have had the type of day that he had.
So,
and it's not a scheme thing. I mean, it's just tackling.
Okay, so it's execution. Do you think it's personnel thing? Like, are they missing those big old just run stuff and defensive tackles, even the one technique here?
Rod's scheme has been proven. I mean, Indianapolis has the same type scheme, and they shut the Kansas City Chiefs down. They rushed four the whole game and played man coverage behind it, and they shut the Chiefs down. I mean, there's a lot of people that use this scheme, and it's been effective. I mean, you don't have to have 330-pound Buddhas inside there. I don't know if that's the way to play the game anyways right now.
Talking to Brian Baldinger here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Do you think, and I realize we're only 5 weeks into this thing, but do you think there's any NFC teams that have proven themselves to be a cut above the other top teams? Is there one that stands out now ahead of the rest?
Well, I mean, Seattle's playing really good football, and the quarterback is, I mean, he can't play any better than he played against the Rams on Thursday night. And so that's a tough place to play, but I've seen the Saints go up there and beat him this year. You saw the Saints. I mean, without Teddy Bridgewater right now, they define what a team is all about. I mean, you take a Hall of Fame Drew Brees out, and I don't care how you win the game. They went to Seattle and won. They beat you handily. I mean, they whipped the Cowboys up front. I mean, Zeke didn't have a hole to run through all day. Right now, Seattle and New Orleans look like they're just a cut above in the NFC. But, you know, it's still early, and teams will start to look at what the Saints are doing a little bit more careful. But, I mean, Marcus Davenport's getting a lot better, and the defensive line is an elite group. So I would say those two teams right now look to be a little bit better. Whatever October 8th means, you know, when you're trying to evaluate these teams.
So we had Travis Frederick on our show after the Saints game, and he was talking about how he thought that they knew when the run was coming. That maybe when Dak would audible into a run, he's looking back there, he sees two deep safeties, and he'd audible into a run play, that they were dialing up run blitzes, and he almost indicated that they knew the play that was coming. This week we start hearing about, who was that had that? They were talking about...
It was Weish.
It was Weish was talking about the idea that, okay, that they maybe were stealing signals. They'd gone back to look at some old Boise State, videos to steal some... Yeah,
that's
to steal
espionage right there.
Yeah, and so when you're watching the film, are you watching on some plays against the Cowboys like, oh my God, they know what's coming?
I don't see that. I mean, I just saw Daniel Onyemata and Malcolm Brown and Cam Jordan, you know, just winning one-on-one battles up front. I mean, I didn't see like some great, you know, anticipation of where Zeke was going to go. I mean, I didn't see that. I saw, you know, double teams that weren't foot-to-foot and shoulder-to-shoulder. I mean, I saw technique issues more than I saw what the Saints knew what they were going to do.
Are you, we were talking earlier before the show started about just, you know, the current state of the NFC. Are you surprised that the San Francisco 49ers are 4-0, and do you see them sustaining what they've done early on?
Well, they're a completely different team. I mean, you know, last year they had 7 takeaways the whole year. You know, they have 11 right now. So, now Cleveland is not going to be a terrible team. I mean, they didn't play well last night, but they're not a terrible team. But they made them look like that. I mean, it was like Shark Week, you know, last night, watching Nick Bosa and those guys. I mean, I thought I was watching the Discovery Channel. I mean, they were all feeding. So, I mean, that defensive front is real. I mean, if your offensive line, they better be really cohesive, and how you max protect, you better really, you know, figure that out, because any one of those 4 sharks up there can beat you one-on-one. So they're really good, and, but we got to see a little bit more. Right now, they're running the ball down people's throats. They're the best rushing team in football, and, you know, I mean, that's a lot of it is Mike McDaniel, the run coordinator there with Kyle Shanahan. He's been there everywhere Kyle's ever been. He's been with him. Nobody can get him loose from that place, but he's a near genius when it comes to scheming up the run. And so they're a good team, but I still think they're a little sloppy offensively. And defensively, they got a new right corner in there. I'm waiting for somebody to go, you know, teach them what the NFL is all about.
So you're the head coach of the Cowboys, and your job's on the line. You don't have a contract for next season. And you're seeing poor technique from your defensive line, from your linebackers. Who is most in your crosshairs? Who are you most upset with this week at practice? Who are you yelling at the most?
Well, everybody. I mean, you know, nobody should be off the hook. I mean, everybody should feel the pain of that loss, you know, and everybody should feel the pain of, you know, how they played against New Orleans. I mean, I think it should be felt across the board. Now, you look, they get, you know, they get the Jets limping into town here, or you go into New York and they're limping really badly. But, you know, you should take it out on the Jets, and then, you know, you get a great matchup that everybody's going to be watching with the Eagles coming to town. And for probably, well, we'll see what the Eagles do in Minnesota this week, but maybe for first place, you know, at around the midway point. I mean, all the football is left in front of them. So, you know, they just got to stop making some really bad mistakes right now and take care of the football. But everybody should feel the pain out there at practice. And really, that's what practice – teams have to get better, period, no matter what has transpired these last 2 weeks. Practice is really important, and you got to use that to get better in all those techniques.
Brian, we really look forward to having you on, man. It's always great stuff, and we hope to talk to you soon, brother.
Okay, guys. You bet, man. Anytime.
There he goes, Brian Baldinger. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Brian Baldinger, my friends. Make sure to go check out his podcast, Prevent Defense. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.